First, let's do speed jokes. Which are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Mr. H is going to join us a little later on. We've got jokes sent in from constant listener Linda from Portage, Indiana, and Pam in Tucson, Arizona. And here are cowboy greetings from Colorado's favorite Wranglo Saxon, Sean Durning, in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. And Logan Schillinglaw sent us a joke from Franklin, Tennessee. Dave Carr in Canada. Do we have anybody listening in Illinois and particularly Chicago? Mike Swist is in Chicago. Thank you, Mike. Mark in Albany Park. Kathy Stoike in Lafayette, Indiana. Dale Salata in Beach Park. Frank Toka's in Kewaunee. Bruce Gleiberman in Buffalo Grove sent us a joke, as did Marvin Sowers in Decatur. And Rod Godfredson, the barber from Beloit, the owner of Austin's Barber Shop, and a former curator of the Spike Odell famous Coffee Cup Museum, says, "Hey, I'm a big fan of your show, and I love listening to the speed jokes with my customers." He's sending us some jokes. Tom Edson in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, says, "John, in 8 days, I will celebrate my 80th birthday. What will make it really special is having my Manhattan in my coveted speed jokes coffee mug." Well, I hope you get randomly selected, sir. I was having lunch with the female colleague the other day when I saw my wife come in, and I said, "It's my wife, I've got to hide." And she says, "Don't be silly, your wife can't be mad at you for having lunch with a colleague from work." And I said, "She can if she thinks I died 4 years ago." Here's an observation. I feel like I'm in season 5 of my life, and the writers are now just making up crazy stuff to keep it interesting. You have days like that? I got a friend who's a skyscraper, Andy.
Well, that's interesting, huh?
Oh, it's so boring. Story after story.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a person, and John Williams will star as another person who is not crazy about spending time with Andy Mazur.
Hey, John, you want to go out tonight?
Boy, I wish I could, Andy, but I've got two avocados that will be ripe between 7:15 and 7:28, so take a pass on that. On his deathbed, a man motions his wife closer and whispers, "I want you to wait 6 months after I'm gone, and then I want you to marry George." The wife says, "Marry George? I thought you hated George." And with his last breath, he says, "I do." At my last checkup, the doctor said, "I see you've got a whale tattoo on your butt. What's with that?" And I said, "Well, doc, when I was younger, it was a dolphin. Years ago, I dated an army sergeant named Tina. Wasn't working out, Andy, and when we split up, she wept for days."
Did you try to comfort her?
I did.
Did you say,
"Don't cry for me, Argentina"?